Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. At hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.
The College Football Experience Northwestern Wildcats 2022 season preview episode on the Sports Gambling Podcast Network, presented by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet, get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/winbet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IP Vanish. IP Vanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to ipvanish.com/SGP. Once again, that is ipvanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Yes, make sure to check out our new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. So just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord.
Hey, this is Eric Metcalf. You're listening to SGPN. Let it ride.
Yes, yes, yes. Woo! Welcome to the College Football Experience Northwestern Wildcats 2022 season preview episode. My name is Colby Swinging Danterbase Dan, aka Pick Dundee. That's not a pick, this is a pick.
When Dundee happened, he was a superstar.
I smoke and I drink and I don't have stress and I'm healthy.
Oh, love me some Wildcat football. Shout out to the movie Wildcats. Shout out to football movies that are actually fun. Oh, yeah. I am joined by my co-host.
It's based out of Chicago too, right?
There we go, man.
Yeah, buddy.
I am joined by my co-host. Give it up for former JMU Duke defensive back, the burrito eating, sideline kiss stealing, wheeling and dealing, Patty C in the place to be.
Hi-oh.
We love Northwestern. Yeah, we love Northwestern as long as Pat Fitzgerald's coach. Hey. Yes, 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 yes. That's my karaoke song I do in LA.
That's right.
Funny, I go to these the karaoke bars down there in Koreatown.
He's like, give me NFL films, Autumn Thunder.
Yes.
And then I sing about
Pat Fitzgerald, and then the whole place has no idea what I'm talking about.
Panties are flying up on stage. Believe that much.
I love talking about this program, and I know they had a rough year. I saw them live last year. Saw them live in Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, Nebraska. That did not go so well for them, but Patty C.
What was the score on that one?
I think it was 55-7, if memory serves me correct.
Not Patty Fitzgerald's finest hour.
But.
Well, I don't get the rain man cold,
but they're counting down 7-6-5.
Patty C. This is a rich program. This is the Northwestern Wildcats. I remember the days, my God. Gary Barnett went to the Rose Bowl with Steve Schnur, with Darnell Altry, Dwayne Bates.
Oh, yeah.
Who was the linebacker on that team?
Oh,
Pat Fitzgerald.
The only two-time Bronco Nagurski Award winner.
Yes.
One of only two-time Chuck Bednarik Award winners. Consensus All-American twice. Consensus Big Ten Defensive Player of the Year twice. And that's just as a player.
I remember. I mean, look, Dennis Green was a coach here. Rest in peace to the great Dennis Green.
That's right. Didn't they have who's the guy that went to Notre Dame and ended up killing it? Ara Parseghian?
I mean, they've had Steve Tasker went to Northwestern. Did you know that?
They've had some great
Curtis
players,
Duncan.
Great coaches.
Chris Hinton.
Hello.
These aren't notes, Petty C. This is just off the top of the dome.
Off the tippy top, because we love some Northwestern football here.
Randy Walker did a good job. But how about this? Gary Barnett had their only double-digit win season in 92 years. All right?
So it was 1903.
03 was their first double-digit win season. They started playing ball in 1892.
Yeah.
And so in their first decade, they had a 10-win season. And then they went 90 years, it seems like, 93 years without it. And then Gary Barnett took them to the Rose Bowl.
Credit Pat Fitzgerald for that one, largely.
Yes, yes, yes. And then Pat Fitzgerald gets hired after, you know, Randy Walker passed away. Rest in peace to the great Randy Walker. Pat Fitzgerald comes in 4-8 year 1. People are like, he's only 31. He's not going to be able to do this. No. Well, first off, he had Mike Hankwitz, great defensive coordinator. Shout out to him. But year 2, 6-6. Everyone's like, hey, that's a great season. Bowl eligible. They still didn't get to a bowl. But year 3, 9-4. Alamo Bowl, right? Year 4, 8-5. Uh-oh, you start to see this trend. Year 5, 7-6. Year 7, 6-7. And then 2012, the first double-digit win season, the third in the history of Northwestern, with a 10-3 season in 2012. Patty C, he did it again in 2015 with a 10-3 season. He did it again in 2017 with a 10-3 season. He had a 9-win season in 2018. He would have had a 10-win season in 2020, but they only played 9 games. He went 7-2 and ended up with a top 10 finish. And he has this pattern, it seems like, where once he has a bad season, he has a great season.
Yeah.
6-7, which I don't even consider a bad season, but I guess let's just start in 06. 4-8, followed by 6-6, right?
Yeah.
Depending on how you look at that.
At least bowl eligible every time he has a losing season.
Well, and then after 6-6, he went 9-4. So depending what you're deeming last year, then in 2011, he goes 6-7, followed by 10-3. In 2014, he goes 5-7, followed by 10-3. In 2016, he goes 7-6, followed by 10-3. He goes 3-9 in 2019, followed by 7-2 in COVID year, where they go to the Big Ten championship game and finish top 10 of the nation. So they went 3-9 last year. So I'm expecting them to win the national championship this year.
Well, definitely had to deal with new coach last year on the defensive side of the ball.
Losing Hankwitz, legend. Shout out to him. He'd
been
there
essentially the entire time Fitzgerald was coach. So obviously a transition that Fitzgerald wasn't used to. Continuity has been the name of the game under Fitzgerald. But Jim O'Neill in year 2.
It's easy to see a tide turn.
Yes, well, hopefully turn that tide quite a bit. I'm sure Fitzgerald worked really hard with him in the offseason.
I'm sure he did too. And if you look at what they got going, Patty C, Mike Bajakin. Probably butchering that. Bajakin.
Bajakin?
I don't know.
How do you spell say that?
But 125th in scoring offense, 82nd in rush offense, 111 in pass offense, charting at 116 overall in total offense.
Bajakin.
That offense needs to be way better.
What was it overall?
116. Right?
Yeah.
Even if you get, I mean, this offense has never been setting the world on fire, but if you can get to like 70s, 80s, and then with a good defense like Hankwitz always had, that's a formula for winning.
How is their quarterback typically? Their quarterback play has typically been kind of lawn chairish.
Clayton Thorson.
Thorson was solid.
Who was the other
who
guy?
Who was the speedster they had?
Gavin Hoffman. That might have been in the Randy Walker era. I don't remember.
Light skinned guy. I think he was like involved
Baranez or something. I forget.
He was one of the guys that was involved in the NIL stuff, I believe.
They have a bunch, dude. Yeah. Oh, they also had the Indiana transfer, Ramsey. Right.
Okay. Yeah.
They've had a bunch. Hunter Johnson last year.
Those were some lawn chairs, though. He's not immune to a lawn chair in at the helm.
Well, Ryan Helinski Auto Parts is back, and I think he might be the starter. Now, Helinski impressed me when he was at South Carolina. He makes passing the football for the American man, and that's what they care about. It seems like Patty C. I like him as a quarterback. I don't know how quarterback friendly Northwestern is, but I did like his freshman year at South Carolina. He's got a lot of starts now. I'm hoping he can be the guy. They also have Brendan Sullivan at the quarterback spot.
Yeah. Apparently some legs on him. Helinski more of a passer.
It's going to be interesting. I'm assuming they're going to go with Helinski, but we'll see.
Matter of fact, Ryan Helinski's career rushing yards, -122.
Mm.
But
Tecmo Bowl stats, man.
I mean, his stats really were pretty atrocious last year. 9 games, only 978 passing yards.
Not all his fault, buddy.
Dude, that's less than 100 yards, or that's just over 100
yards. I was really
yards
impressed when they landed him, because I was impressed with him at South Carolina.
Yeah.
The big year for him to prove me right.
3 touchdowns, 4 interceptions in 9 games.
They had problems blocking the ball, or blocking the ball.
Blocking,
you
know, for him.
I mean? Yeah. Look, 4 or 5 starters are back on the offensive line, Patty C. And you can make a case, basically, they have 5 starters because they bring in a kid from Colorado State.
On top of that, 2 tight ends.
Yeah, 2 tight ends back. Marshall Lang, Charlie Mangieri. And how about the running backs? I think, you know, Evan Hull was out for the year last year. Andrew Clare, Cam Porter mixed with Evan Hull.
Hello. He was 1,000-yard back. And then, yeah, Skoronski was an all Big Ten offensive lineman last year. Ethan Wiederker back for his 6th year on the O-line.
I like this,
the
man.
The running game looks like it's going to be powerful.
2 or 3 wideouts back led by Malik Washington and Bryce Kritz. And Patty C, 4-star true freshman Reggie Florima enrolled early.
Hello. Taking it serious out of nearby Naperville High School in Naperville.
Can
Illinois.
This offense get going? The defense, like I said, Mike Hankowitz gone. Jim O'Neill, 4 touchdowns, 1 game. Patty C is the guy. Only five starters back on defense. That's tough, you know. And obviously, losing their All-American safety Brandon Joseph to Notre Dame, pretty
Ouch.
Brutal.
Slap in the old face.
Pretty brutal. With just 1 starter back on the defensive line, he is a beast, and I can't pronounce his name, so I'm going to let you do that, Petty C.
Adetomiwa.
He's a beast.
Bawori.
Just 1 of 3 linebacker, 1 of 3 in the linebacking corps back, and that is Bryce Gallagher. This guy can play though. 3 of 4 back in the secondary, led by safety Cameron Mitchell. So basically, they had their whole secondary back, minus what's his name leaving for Notre Dame. Joseph, they have a new kicker and punter. What do you make of all that?
Well, that's a good thing because supposedly their kicker was only 2 of 8 on kicks longer than 30 yards, field goal attempts longer than 30 yards. That's atrocious.
Honestly, like, what do you think if you lined up, could you make 2 of 8
at 30 yards? I think I wouldn't. I think I would suck. But if I was on a scholarship, I would demand that of myself.
True. Well, we're going to talk transfer portal. We're going to talk recruiting rankings. We're going to go game by game on the schedule. Talk about what Las Vegas expects from the Northwestern Wildcats in a bit here. Remember, subscribe on YouTube, folks. We are coming to you live on YouTube right now. Hopefully you see the sweet ass graphic. Shout out to the SGP and graphics team, but, or wherever you listen to podcasts at, you don't have to watch us only. You can just, whatever. If you're listening on Spotify, I don't care if you're listening on a tape deck. All right. Subscribe though, which I don't know how you do on a tape deck, but do it. All right. Also remember, subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Chris Collins, big year for him. They lost Pete Nance to the North Carolina Tar Heels, but they might be chippy this year. They might be chippy. We got you covered. We talk college basketball year round over there. We talk college football year round over here, and we're excited to talk more Northwestern football with you. But first, I got to get us paid. I want to tell you that the College Football Experience Northwestern Wildcat episode is brought to you by WinBet. Bet $50 at WinBet and get $200 in free bets. Bet big, win bigger with WinBet. Head over to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WinBet. That's sportsgamblingpodcast.com/WYNNBET. to claim your free bets today. We're also brought to you by IPVanish. IPVanish is the official VPN of SGPN, and they're offering 70% off if you go to IPVanish.com/SGP. That's IPVanish.com/SGP. We're also brought to you by SGPN Discord. Make sure to check out our brand new Discord server, the perfect place to interact and sweat out bets with the entire SGPN crew. I'm in there talking Northwestern ball already, getting ready for week zero. Just go to sportsgamblingpodcast.com/Discord. All right, Patty C, we are back talking transfer portal. It's always batshit crazy in 2022 in the college football transfer portal. And to be honest with you, Northwestern isn't a team that really tries to go out and capitalize on that. They did bring in six guys, something like that. Let's get to it. Wide receiver Donnie Navarro from Illinois coming in. Ooh, Illinois, Northwestern, Big Ten West.
Gotta say, don't like it. Don't love it. I'm sure Northwestern likes that.
Tayshawn Holmes, a defensive lineman from UMass, coming in. A punter, Luke Akers from UCLA. Defensive lineman Ryan Johnson from Stanford, and linebacker Wendell Davis from Pitt. Patty C. They lost though. Hunter Lawnchair Johnson to Clemson, right? Here's what I find funny, Patty C. He was a five-star when he went to Clemson. He transferred over to Northwestern, transferred back to Clemson as a three-star. Huh. Funny how that works.
Yeah.
They also lost wide receiver Jordan Mosley to our boy Mike Leach, who was just on the show. Go listen to that episode. Obviously, safety Brandon Joseph to Notre Dame is huge.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge. It was a great get by the Irish. They also lost offensive tackle Payne Hebert to UTSA. And they also lost offensive tackle Wyatt Blake to the portal. Athlete Jalen Rivers to the portal. Defensive lineman Tara Edwards to Illinois.
They're like trading it's players.
Chippy here. Tight end Jason Whitaker also in the portal. That's it. So he kept a lot of continuity, but at the same time, I say they lost because of Joseph. That's the one.
He was good for 79 tackles, three interceptions, four passes defense. Yeah, that's tough. That's a tough L.
But I don't think they got destroyed because I think maybe getting some. I mean, they still lost it. They lost. Let's be honest. Talk to me about recruiting.
Well, the transfer rating was 84th nationally, 11th out of 14 in the Big Ten, so not great. But before that, the year 2 years before that, 46 and 55. So he had been doing
probably because they brought in Helinski and Ramsey those years. Oh, yeah. Quarterbacks that always makes sense. So huge. Yeah,
that does make sense. Recruiting wise, over the last five cycles, very consistent. 58, 54, 45, 52, 54. So a nice year in 2020. But within the conference, that's been 14, 12, 11, 11, 13. So they're, as we know, at the bottom end of the conference. Somehow
he's been the two Big Ten championships in the past 3 years.
Yeah, it was only two. I thought it was like three.
No, in the past 3 years.
Oh, in the past 3 years. Two. Yeah. Yeah. He's a beast. There's no doubt. I mean, somehow the composite ranking is in the high 40s, 45 most recently. So he must be doing more talent retention because his recruiting rankings are higher.
And I stand corrected. Two in the past 4 years, not okay. Three. My gotcha. Apologies. Yeah.
But either way, his composite ranking is higher than his typical recruiting ranking. So he does a good job. He must do a good job both in the transfer portal and retaining his own players. But that's what we'd expect. He's a builder, and he didn't lose nearly as much as a lot of the other teams in the transfer portal.
Well, let's talk about it. If you see this sweet graphic here on YouTube, like I said, subscribe. You see 4.5 wins, Las Vegas expectations. Blindly, Patty C, on year two after a losing season, I think we should hammer this just because of that. I'm actually seeing it, by the way. I just went and double checked online. This graphic was made about a week ago. I'm seeing it at a flat four right now. And the under's at -120, the over's at 100. So Vegas leaning, they feel pretty solid at 4-8 for Patty Fitzgerald.
Well, he's had 2-3-9 seasons in the last 3 years. But that said, he's never finished below what, six wins after a tough year season, after a losing season. Yeah. Or he's never had less than five wins 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
this would be a new thing if he's has a struggle like this.
Well, week zero, that is in Dublin, Ireland, Patty C, I'm your leprechaun. All right. That's my Irish accent.
I like it.
They're taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. We just did the Nebraska preview. Go listen to this. But I do think this is one of the more compelling games, because if Pat Fitzgerald is able to pull off the upset here, I like the way their schedule aligns for the next couple of games. I took Nebraska, so I have to honor that here. I got him 0-1. Patty C?
I think I did too, but we both said that seems
that's a huge game.
Yeah. More like a 50-50 game than you would think after last year's slacking.
I like this week zero season because we're getting this, and we're getting a couple of Conference USA games, but in conference games. Remember, folks, look, I understand the Big 12, and I'm not the Big 12, the Big 10. The SEC is trying to grab every fucking team and have 30 team conferences. We don't like that here on the College Football Experience. No. All right. We like what makes college football fantastic. And some of that is these great rivalries. I like it when I get to see, you know.
Now, Nebraska, a recent addition, so that kind of goes against what we're saying here. But that's, well, they're a geographic fit.
No, it's
fit,
an interesting game, but I'm saying it doesn't.
Doesn't move the needle like
the most years. I have no desire
Northwestern Iowa
and getting to that game. Yes, we'll watch it because it's football. But at the same time, like, no, doesn't move the needle.
Either way,
me.
This is a this could add to the chapter of this budding rivalry.
Sure,
if
he puts
Big
Scott
Ten
Frost
West.
On the hot seat right away. I got him 0-1. You got him 0-1. They get a week off after that because they're flying back from Ireland. Then they take on Mike Elko and the Duke Blue Devils. And the key thing I said there is Mike Elko. Northwestern fans should rejoice in knowing David Cutcliffe is not playing them, because Cutcliffe kind of whooped their ass.
Yeah.
This is in Ryan Field and Evanston. I'm on Northwestern.
I am on Northwestern as well. Duke does lead this all-time series 11-10.
I feel like recently Duke's got the best of them.
Gotten the better of them.
Even on some of their better years.
I will double check that. Duke has won three in a row.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah.
So I think they should rejoice that he's gone. And I think Fitzgerald gets back on the right side of this
1-1. And then they take on Southern Illinois, the Salukis. Watch out. They're an FCS playoff team. Shout out to our boy Stone Labanowitz, former Saluki quarterback, now with ESPN radio in Miami.
Great
Patty
man.
C, I got them beating the Salukis, but they better take that one seriously.
Salukis were 8-5 last year and only lost to Kansas State by 8.
Watch out, man. Watch out. Oh,
I mean, they beat South Dakota State last year, who played for the national championship, or was that 2 years ago?
No, that was 2 years ago. Okay. But yeah, they got far. You got them 2-1?
2-1.
Okay, well, then they host the Miami Ohio Redhawks, who could win the MAC. They're probably one of the preseason favorites to win the MAC.
Dangerous game.
Very dangerous game. I'm on Northwestern, but I do think they have to handle their shit here on both of those matchups.
Yeah.
And I love the regionality of that Southern. This is a perfect example of what we love about college football. Southern Illinois, Northwestern, sign me up.
Yeah, but
sign me up. I'd much rather watch that than most years than Northwestern, Nebraska. The first week. So I got them 3-1 out of August and September.
Yeah.
You do too. The number went down some, so we just need a one win to push.
A very real possibility they're at 4-0 here.
Yeah,
but we'll say 3-1.
Saturday, October 1st, they head to Beaver Stadium to take on the Penn State Nittany Lions. Patty C. Penn State will be coming off of a game with Central Michigan. I think Penn State wins that.
Yeah.
So 3-2, and now they're home to the Wisconsin Badgers at Ryan Field. Wisconsin, is there any chance?
I mean, let me check what they've done.
I feel like these games have kind of been close games.
I would be under the impression strongly that Wisconsin has dominated them in this.
But the games are close, though. So it's like, I if memory serves me correct, right?
Sports Reference has this as their actual second most played rivalry. The last four, it's been 2-2.
That's what I mean. Like, oh no, last year they got their ass whooped, but they got their ass whooped by everyone last year. But prior to that, Wisconsin lost 17-7 in Evanston. They've lost. Yeah, they've lost. Wait, am I seeing this right? They've lost three of their last four in Evanston.
Wisconsin has.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's apparently not a fun place for them to play. What is it? I'm looking back even further, and out of their last eight, they're 4-4. So this is
a pretty even
series.
Watch out. I guess I'll go Badgers.
Dude, 1, 2, 3, 4.
It makes me kind of want to take Northwestern, knowing that the history.
They've beaten them 8 times since 2000. This is a very even series.
Well, I'm saying in Evanston, especially too, they've won 3 of the last 4.
This would be the type of game that Pat Fitzgerald wins on a rebound season. I'm not going to give it to him though.
I'm going Wisconsin, and what's that? 3-3 then, right?
Yeah,
they get a bye week.
Fitzgerald against Graham Mertz.
That is.
What happened in the? Oh, they got shellacked last year.
That was in Madison though. They were jumping around. They were going wild. Patty C. They get a bye week, and this is a huge one for me right here because they have a bye week going into back to back away games. They're at Maryland and at Iowa. Can they beat the Terrapins in Maryland, Patty C?
Coming off a bye, Maryland. Meanwhile, what do they got coming into this game? They'll be traveling to Indiana the week before. I doubt there's any fatigue there. I kind of want to give Northwestern another one by
That's
this
what
point
I'm saying.
In the season.
I kind of want to too.
I don't know if it'll be against Maryland specifically.
Or how about the next game?
At Iowa.
What if I told you, Patty C, they've won the last 3 in Iowa City?
What?
Yes.
Well, they'll definitely get one of those two between Maryland and Iowa.
And maybe listen to these scores. 21-20, Northwestern won in 2020 in Iowa City. 2018, they won 14-10. 2016, they won 38-31.
A shootout for that game.
Even the other ones, I mean, for the most part, with the exception of 2014, 48-7, the other one was 17-10. The other one before that was 17-10. This game at 22-17. I mean, these are fun.
These are exactly what Nick Dant hates about Big Ten West football. This is what we love about it.
I love them. I'm going to give them one of those games.
I will too.
Okay, so that puts me at that magical number of 4.
I think that puts me at 3.
No, you at 4.
Wait, we had them with Duke,
Southern Illinois, Miami, and one of those.
Miami, and you're right, and one of those that does.
So we're pushing right now.
Yeah.
Remaining schedule, home to Ohio State, Patty. See any chance?
Not really. Maybe. Yeah. No, not really.
I don't think so. At Minnesota.
A chance, but I'm giving it to the Gophers.
Me too. At Purdue.
Well, I'll tell you what, I don't know which one it's going to be, but between at Purdue and hosting Illinois, I definitely got them getting one, which is the over.
I think they beat Illinois. Give me the over.
They might get both and go bowling. I think it's possible. Pat Fitzgerald gets them bowling again. What do you think? Maybe
Between that, I mean, we gave them, they could easily end up beating, like, I would not be shocked if they went against Maryland and Iowa, knowing they've won the last 3 in Iowa City.
Yeah. I would say this number should be like 5.5. You know, I think they're
based
sleeping on them,
or at least a flat 5. Yeah, one of the two. It's a flat four five. Now.
Wow.
Yeah. Give me the over. It seems like what do we do? I feel like we rode some unders for a little bit last week.
Dude, that's now giving them a loss to Nebraska. You know, which, what's that series been? I'm curious about that. Maybe Nebraska's handled them pretty well, and. Let me double check there.
I was at the game last year.
6-9 all time in that series. Last 4, it's been 2. They've won 3 of the last 5. They've won 4 out of the last 6.
Uh-oh.
Or 4 out of the last 7, I should say.
We got a barn burner week 0 in good old Dublin.
Oh, yeah.
Dublin, Penny. See, let me see if I could pull up a live line on this. Currently, Nebraska, 12.5-point favorites. Give me Northwestern in the points.
Let me tell you that, what, aside from last year's game, the previous 4 years, all those games decided by one touchdown or less. I expect a much better game this year.
Give me the points.
Yeah, absolutely. 12.5. You
12
said?
And a half.
Ridiculous.
Let's go. I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over. Folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. Also subscribe on YouTube so you can watch all of these. Subscribe to the College Basketball Experience. Can't wait for Big Ten basketball. We love that. And give us a 5-star review on iTunes. If you do that, take a screenshot, show us that essentially on Twitter. You can follow the College Football Experience on Twitter at TCE on SGPN. I'm on Twitter at the Colby D. You can send it to either of us, either of those accounts, I should say. Patty C is on Twitter at Patty CA31. NC Nick's on Twitter at NC_NICK. We are the College Football Experience. Subscribe, tell a friend. Also check out the Sports Gambling Podcast. They're already doing NFL stuff. Talking Chicago Bears. Hey, Bears, never play in a dome. How about
Please.
That? That is
Please.
The most disgusting thing I have heard.
Yeah.
The Chicago Bears, The Chicago Bears, you know, in a dome?
You know, it's even worse. There is talk of having them put a dome on Soldier Field.
Oh my, George Halas is rolling over in his grave right there. I mean, what is going on in our society here, people? The Bears are supposed to play outdoors. They're the Chicago Bears. They are the epitome of outdoor football.
Yeah.
This is disgusting.
It would be like if they put a dome on Lambeau Field.
And you can't do that. You cannot do that to these iconic franchises. There's a reason Ohio State and all these Big Ten teams play outside. All right, come on. This is Big Ten football. This is the way football is designed. It was meant to be played outdoors. It was never meant to be played indoors.
This is your flavor.
You know, absolutely ridiculous. Embrace it. Absolutely ridiculous. Check out the Sports Gambling Podcast, though. They're doing they already have the Bears episode out. So check that out as they go through win totals, talk about all those things NFL wise, whether what the team added, what they lost, the draft, all that good stuff. Subscribe to the Sports Gambling Podcast. We just had Pat McAfee on the show and also Mike Leach. So go listen to those episodes. Great, a lot of great MLB gambling podcasts. Absolutely fantastic. It's the dog days of summer. MLB delivering that great content.
You know
Cubs
what this
and,
is?
Cubs and White Sox fans.
You know what that Big Ten championship game in Indianapolis
that
is?
That is disgusting, too.
That's like, okay, you're eating Chicago deep dish pizza all year round, and that's your flavor.
Yeah.
And then end of the year, you go with what? New York style.
You go with like Little Caesars.
Yeah, you go Little Caesars at the end of the year.
That's absolutely ridiculous.
It's a disgrace to your brand.
They
got to
get rid of that roller rink in Indianapolis. They should play it at, they could play it at Soldier, Lambeau, Arrowhead. I mean, any of those
iconic
Cleveland
stadiums.
Brown Stadium, Heinz, any of those would be awesome. No one wants to watch it in the fucking roller rink. All right, folks, subscribe to the College Football Experience. I'm on the over. Patty C's on the over. We're big Pat Fitzgerald guys, so we cannot wait to catch Patty Fitzgerald in Ireland. I almost said the Irish in Ireland, but look. Until then, can't wait to see you. The season's right around the corner. This is the College Football Experience. You better start thinking about yours. And we out of here.